So I think you're totally going to love this episode. It was a special one for me because I've been working with Antonio now for a couple years to help systematize and grow his business, and got to meet him just a few weeks ago in person in Vancouver. And so I managed to pull him aside and said, man, I want to capture your story here for the thousands of entrepreneurs that tune into our show every week so that you can see how Antonio 3X'd his exterior washing business in the course of one season. He's a passionate entrepreneur, and he's absolutely dominating down in the land down under in Australia. So we'll let you go ahead and take some notes from this episode. I think you're going to get a lot out of it. And Antonio, if you're listening, my man, shout out to you and all your growth you've done with your business. And I can't wait to see us do it all again this year, my man.
Welcome to the Home Service Business Coach Podcast with your host, David Mowerman. You will learn to grow your home service business and transition from being the technician in your business to being the CEO and leading your team to success. Get a front row seat where you will get practical advice from industry experts on how you can level up your home service business. Get ready to take some notes because we're going to jump right into it here.
All right, what's going on, everybody? It's Dave Mormon here. I'm the CEO at Home Service Business Coach, and I'm very excited to go ahead and roll out today's episode. We call these our member spotlight episodes, where we are able to profile certain members that we've had come through our coaching program that have got great results. And our goal with these interviews is to really inspire you for what is possible for your business, because here is the sad reality is that over 90% of home service business owners actually own a job and not a business. They're not able to have freedom from their business or make above average income. And they end up really stressed out with like a $100,000 business and not getting any free time. And so our goal at Home Service Business Coach is to help thousands of home service business owners see the bright light and see the direct path for how with coaching, systems and community, their business can ultimately be an asset that they can own rather than just a job that they go to every day. So we're going to go ahead and roll the episode here, and I think you're going to get a ton of value from it. So go ahead, get ready to take some notes and enjoy the episode. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Dave Mormon here with Home Service Business Coach. I got my main man here, Antonio Catino. What we like to do with these interviews is we call them member spotlights, and we actually get to go deep with our members and learn about their success and how they've went about building a successful home service business. So Antonio, let's hear a little bit about what your business, where it is, and what kind of services you guys do.
Hey, so my business is called Mr. Sparkle Window Cleaning and Pressure Washing. We're located in Melbourne, Australia, and we basically got started as a proper business like a year and a half ago. We came into the program doing window cleaning and gutter cleaning, and we expanded to a full exterior cleaning company now, doing like roof cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and everything to be able to take care of those beautiful homes.
Yeah. And Antonio, you've basically got on an airplane from Australia. You traveled, I calculated it, 8,200 miles, man, to be in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. Tell the viewers why that was important to you to make sure you get here in person for this event.
It was a long trip, first of all, but life's about sacrifices, right? And I've been a member of the program for longer than a year, so I saw like all the photos, all the videos from the last summit, and I was just like excited to come here to share what I've learned in the program. There is people like from all different levels, people who listens to you and like is learning, and then you have like those people who are like above you, and it's just like a great experience to be here.
Yeah, no man, it's been great. It took you over 2 days to get here. On the first day Antonio was in Canada, we took him out to a Vancouver Canucks hockey game for the full Canadian experience, and you're rocking the Canada hat, man. I love it. I want to get in here, man. I want to hear your story specifically with business, because I think it's a powerful one. So tell us how you basically ended up in Australia. I want to hear a little bit of the backstory to set some context for the listeners.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Colombia, so I went to Australia when I was 19 years old. So it was like a thing going on my like social circle, like, oh, let's go to Australia. We can work there. We can make great money. Then we can travel in Asia and all that sort of stuff. So I went there and then I like started to grow up, right? And the kind of money that I was making on a weekly basis in Australia, I wouldn't make that in Colombia. Mm. So I then just considered like going back to Colombia, it was like going backwards, right? So I started building my foundations there, started working for myself, found the program, and we're now building a step by step a great asset.
Amazing, man. So how many years has it been in Australia now?
So 7 years.
7 years.
7 years, okay. Yeah.
Amazing. And how did you first even come about hearing about HSBC? Was it on YouTube or how did it come across your plate?
So you actually DM me.
Okay.
So I was like on 2020, I think.
Yeah.
And I think you were starting the HSBC company back there because you had like one podcast and I would just like follow your content. Content. And then like later on 2021, I was like very active following your content and I was like very intentional to like take business seriously. So I would see the stories like, oh, make 50K a month and grow your business, have a team in place, and that like draw my attention and I message you back and here we are.
Amazing, man. You're hearing, it happened quick, we'll get into that, but you're reading on Instagram, make 50K a month, and you're thinking like, you know, that might be a fat chance of that happening. So it's like so cool for things to come around circle. So let's dive into the numbers if you're cool with it. Like, I just want to hear you just come out of the gate and be like, hey, my first year we did this much, there's our revenue and where are we today? And then we'll go deeper from that.
So when I came into the program, I was like a simple tractor and I was just doing like a bit of work of my own, like on the side, right? So I was making a year like $150,000, mm-hmm, out of that, right? And I came into the program like in, let's say, May, right? Mm-hmm. And then in Australia, the fiscal year goes like from July the 1st to June the 30th, right? So I was closing that June 30th, like 150K. So I decided to like go all in business, stop being a subcontractor and establish a proper company in Australia on July the 1st, 2022, right? That first fiscal year up until June the 30th, 2023, we closed on $550,000, right?
Wow.
So the very first 2 months of the fiscal year, I was still doing like subcontracting work, but the person I was doing like subcontracting work for like was a bit pissed off that I had my trucks wrapped up on a side. So she said to me like, I'm not gonna give you more work. And it was a bit of a moment of like, oh, a bit of like nervous, cause like now I was going all in. But then after that, like things shoot up, you know?
Man, amazing. So you went from 150K to 550K.
450.
Yeah. Man, that's amazing. So you more than doubled your business.
Yeah, we like tripled it.
Yeah, 150 to 450.
Yeah.
Amazing. So let's get into that, man, because I know when we first started talking, you're a subcontractor and didn't really know, I think, as much about business as you know now. So for the listeners, what would you say were two or three really key shifts if the listeners are a subcontractor doing 150K, we're thinking we're doing good? What's like two or three gold nuggets that you're like, guys, this was key and this was key and this was key? How would you say to that?
First of all, it was key to like really learn about everything and what really business is about, you know, because I had no clue about that. So like first, like systematizing all of it, you know, like, okay, this is how we answer the phone, this is how we call, we just not go to like a house and think like we're gonna spend 2 hours here, this is the price, right? So systematizing the pricing and then the marketing, right? So I didn't have any clue about marketing, and I think that's been a big part and what's allowed us to get there, you know, like having all our team members be like representatives of our brand, mm-hmm, and let them upsell for the company, and
yeah,
that's led to all this growth. So I think like the systems, the marketing, and just like the business school overall,
yeah,
is the big takeaways.
It's amazing, man. And tell me, Antonio, what kind of the structure of the business is right now? Because we had a coaching call basically to plan out your next year, and you've got some huge goals. Share as much as you like, but what's the structure right now? Because we worked on laying a solid foundation in 2024 so that you can come and freaking rip it. So who's on the team now and what does their positions look like?
Yeah, so we have our team is consists of 7 people now. We have like me as a general manager. We have a production manager who is also taking care of like on-site estimates. And we have an office manager who is basically taking care of the front desk, talking to clients and being like that happy voice for them, right? Then we have 4 technicians divided in 2 crews who take care of producing these jobs.
Amazing. So a team of 7 people, and are we going to be adding more this year? Or what's your plans?
Yes, so, we have a plan to add another truck on Q4, which is leading to our busy season, and we have the plan then to like add 2 more technicians. We have a plan as well to add like a person that is doing estimates as well. So doing 2 person doing estimates, and yeah, that's it.
Amazing, man. I want to go a bit deeper, Antonio, as far as work ethic, really, and as it pertains to entrepreneurship. I think we see on social media, you know, we just build the team and then we're completely free from it. But with the time change, man, you've come on some of our coaching calls and it's 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning in Australia, and you're there with your espresso and you're contributing to the group. You're flying 8,200 miles to this summit. Like, talk about the grind and the hustle and that, like, I call it like that hungry spirit, kind of that fire in the belly. Talk through how that's helped you triple, man, from 150 to 450.
Yeah, so like I think even though we delegate and we pull like people to take responsibility of certain areas of the business, we still gotta be there very present, like being like a coach for them in that sense, because we like they're gonna be coming back to us for like guidance and stuff like that. So I think delegation is key, but doing on a proper way. So we're always there in case something happens. We're going to make sure that they are doing the right thing, right?
Mm-hmm. And like, as far as speed of the leader, speed of the team, as far as like you're really spearheading the mission and you know, you're putting in the work too, right? Like, yeah. It doesn't just happen quickly. So like what does a work week look like for you to get to this level?
So, well, I work pretty hard, so I'm always in touch with all the team members. We start like Monday with a production meeting, right? So I have Simon, our manager, run the production meeting. If I had something to add, I'll jump in and like put my few cents there. Mm-hmm. We also run like our GS&R meeting, so we're making sure like as a team we're coming together and nailing those weekly goals, right? And what else was I gonna say? Like, I think that's it.
Yeah, and I think, man, you basically grew Simon up to really, can you talk about like looking at this year? Cause I know you messaged me, you've got this agreement now with Simon that basically you have a full-time manager who's really bought into the business. Do you mind sharing a little bit what that looks like? Cause I think a lot of listeners could only dream of having a manager like a rock star.
So Simon, he's been with us since the very beginning, and always he's been very bored in the project, right? So he knows what he's doing, and I think as a leader I gotta recognize that, right? So we got him on a full-time salary where if he goes on vacation, he's getting paid. If he gets sick, he can go home and he's getting paid. He's getting commission as well because he's like a gun doing sales, you know. And we also like it because like we're from Colombia, right? Mm-hmm. So we also talk to a migration lawyer, so we're giving him the opportunity to be a part of the company for a few more years, and then we'll provide a sponsorship for him so he can stay in the country.
Man, that's so cool. Do you mind going a bit deeper, Antonio, on you come from Colombia? You go to Australia for more of a lifestyle. You see you can make a great income there and live a great lifestyle. How has that affected maybe your family back in Colombia, if you don't mind sharing, like the how this business is really going to be that first risk taker to really create some generational wealth? I think it's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. Like, I think like a home is always gonna pull you back, right? But we're here making sacrifices, you know, and I think when we start a business, we know like we are on down this road that we gotta make sacrifices, we gotta put things aside, and that business doesn't goes great all the time. And there is times that I feel like, oh, I wanna just like shut everything and go back home. But then I reflect and think, what am I doing this? This is for a greater purpose. This is gonna affect my family in a positive way. And I think that my family back home is very proud of everything I've been able to do. And that's just a great feeling.
Are they surprised with the hockey stick growth, man, to really, to 3X the business in a season's unbelievable? Like, are they freaking out? Like, what, or were you like this as a kid? It's just hitting all your goals and they're not super surprised that Antonio's crushing it?
Oh, I think that they surprised because, like, I'm out of three brothers, I'm like the youngest one.
Yeah.
And they see me and I talk to them and they learn from me, you know. But it's because I've gotten also in this journey of always been wanting to learn, you know, and it's maybe something that they didn't do. So they must be proud of me, I think.
100%. And you're heading to go see them at some point.
Yeah.
Incredible. A couple more, man. I want to hear about entrepreneurship. We talk about ROI and getting a return on our investment, okay? You've entered into our program, and it's not an inexpensive program by any means. How have you taken what you've invested and spun that into creating a real return? Like, how did you go about wrestling, you know, I'm going to invest $20,000 for a year of coaching to your buddies at the bar? It might be insane, but you look at it through a different lens. Do you mind sharing through some of those numbers?
So, for some people, it's just like crazy, you know. When I first was going to join the program, I told my girlfriend at the time, and she was like, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. And I was like, this is what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing. And I proved her wrong, right?
Yeah.
And I think that the returns are great, you know. Like, I think just the fact that I have seven employees, and the fact that these people is able to provide food for their family, the fact that I'm able to be here, the fact that I'm able to keep building my business brick by brick, it just shows like this $20,000 investment is more than worth. And there is a few people that I talked to about that, and they say like, oh, $1,500 a month, that's too much, but they maybe don't have the vision. So it's maybe this is the people that should stay at the pub and keep discussing hockey and stuff like that.
Totally, man. Yeah, you clearly think different as an entrepreneur as well, man. Like, you know, $1,500 a month, like it's not a small amount of money, but you're thinking about, yeah, I put that in, but I've effectively created a $50,000 a month business. And like, correct me if I'm wrong, your team is producing, like you're in Vancouver and then you're off on your other travels and the team is still working, right?
Yeah, the team is still working. The team is still producing. And we have like a team that is super, super like bought into the project. So it's not like that I'm relaxed. I'm in constant touch with them, but I know that I can have the peace of mind that they're doing their best and they have the best interest for the business to keep thriving while I'm not there.
But what about, man, how did you, some business owners most, I would say, struggle with, we were talking about this in our session yesterday, they struggle with letting go of the reins of it and letting your technicians produce a job and potentially screw it up, or letting Simon go do an estimate and underbid the job. Like, you seem like to have quite this chill, calm demeanor where other entrepreneurs are freaking out and, you know, micromanaging. How did you learn to let go to your team a bit?
It's just a part of the process, I think. And of course, at the beginning, you're like a bit nervous about doing something the first time. But I was just like tranquil about that because I was first in the program, getting constant coaching and seeing the results that you guys were having back then and you guys continue to have. So I was sure that this is the way to go, and maybe it's gonna be like a rocky path, but you know, like sometimes, like if it doesn't go the right way, it's a great learning experience. And it's just about trusting the people. It's not gonna go always the right way, but then you gotta step back, analyze the situation, learn, and keep going. Because we're not quitters.
100%. You mentioned the word trust, man. I'm curious, like, selfishly, what caused you to trust me and trust us to say, take my money, I want to learn? Like, because there's a lot of coaching programs. So what was it that you're like, No, this is the one, I know it.
So I joined a coaching kind of program back in 2020 or like 2019, I think, just before COVID. Mm-hmm. And that was like not a really great experience. I was just in that program for like about a month, and then COVID just started. So I told like the mentor back then, hey, I'm not going to be able to continue. Mm-hmm. I was not wanting to cancel, but I wanted to postpone up until January, right? Yeah. And that was like on July of 2019, I think, or 2020. Mm-hmm. And the guy just went at me like, you signed a contract, you gotta be doing this, I'm gonna take you to court. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, man, wait, like, I wanna really learn about this. And right now I cannot afford it. Like, you see, COVID is just happening, all these things. And the guy ended up being like not the right person, you know what I mean? So I had like that bad experience with like kind of mentorship. Mm-hmm. And I, as I say, I was just like following you for a while, and I was just like motivated because I saw like you had like the same business that I had, like a window cleaning business, and doing the same kind of stuff. So I thought like these people must have like the right tricks under the sleeve.
Yeah.
While with the other mentor that I tried to join back then was more like teaching electrician, teaching construction companies, right, teaching plumbers. And I remember one of those first coaching calls, I was like, I have a goal to make $2 million a year, and the guy laughed at me, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So I was like pretty disappointed.
Laughed because he thought it's not possible.
Yeah.
It's so funny, man, like when you really have to be intentional to make sure you're in the right group, right? And we're talking in our session too, the business, you guys' businesses, Antonio's business, my business, it's literally limited just by the psychology of the owner. And if you think 200K is a big, good business, some people think 2 million is a good, big business, some people think 20 million, 200, it's all just working backwards from what the owner wants, which is super cool. So man, what would you say as we wrap up here to someone maybe on the fence, considering coaching, looking at their next year? Obviously, not everyone has your unique ability as an entrepreneur, but what would you say to someone that's, you know, maybe on the fence considering some investment in making this a great year and learning skills they're going to have their whole life?
I would say that life is about taking risk, and success is for those who have like the big balls to and the courage to do things, you know. So it's a big investment, and you're not going to regret it, you know. Like I've seen like in school, everyone in the comments, so this is the best I've done, you know. And I was on that fence one day too, and this is just, you just gotta have the courage to do it, you know. Like sometimes you do investments that are gonna go the bad way and you just learn from it, but I'm pretty sure that if you are on the fence to join in this program and then you decide yes, you're not gonna regret it, and you're actually gonna be very, very grateful to be a part of this community.
Yeah, I love it, man. I want to share my 2 cents on that. It's funny, like when you look at your big goals you have for your company, Antonio, like your income earning potential is that of a medical doctor, right? A very professional, amazing career, but it takes you, you know, 10 to 12 years of schooling and hundreds of thousands of dollars into training. But then we look at entrepreneurship and say, 10K, 10,000, 15,000 for a program. Oh, that's like too much money. We're going to go to YouTube University. It's like, if you actually took this, like I say, I'm not going to go to medical school, I'm going to go to 4-year business entrepreneurship internship, build a home service business, it's like your income return can actually be the same, if not significantly better. But you get the lifestyle, man. Yeah. A doctor's not going to Vancouver while the team keeps going and traveling the world to live a great life. So I just think, given the 2 options, I'm choosing the second one. It's not for everybody, but I know we think alike that way, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's why I didn't do like any university, and I'm glad I didn't do it, because then we have like options to find this, especially in this like internet time, you know. Like, yeah, I'm connecting to the coaching course like at 2 and 3 a.m. and just like grabbing those cold nuggets, and I choose this way, rather go one time a week doing this rather than being on a university campus every day. Mm-hmm. For the next 3 years of my life, and then hope for a big job, like a big job opportunity to show up.
Yeah, 100%, man. Well, Antonio, I want to congratulate you for all the viewers, the listeners. Antonio was our recipient this year of the HSBC Growth Award, and that was his significant growth, literally 3x in his business in a season, building out a team of seven, huge growth plans. And man, it's my hope you come back next year and I can be holding that seven-figure trophy for you and putting it in your hands, man. We're going to do it.
Absolutely, man. That's what I'm fighting for.
Yeah. Pleasure, man. Thanks so much. Absolutely. Thank you, viewers, for listening, for watching. We'll go ahead and link up Antonio's Instagram so you can get connected with him. Is there anywhere else good, man, for people to find you on the big internet if they want to ask a question or say hello or just see what you and the team are up to? Where's the best place to find you?
So they can find me on my business Instagram page, which is Mr. Sparkle Window Cleaning. I'm pretty active there, so sometimes guys message me with questions. I'm always happy to reply when I have the time and hopefully help you guys.
Amazing. And for those of you that listen this far, you got that feeling in your stomach, you want to take the next step, we'll link up down below. You can get on a call with our team. You can, you know, set your life up like I have, like Antonio has, like 200 plus of our other members, and check out and see if it's a good fit for you. So thank you so much for watching. And Antonio, brother, you crushed it here. 2024. Let's go. All right. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I hope that you were able to get some key takeaways and really see how our members are absolutely crushing it with their business. And I hope that it inspires you to go ahead and do the same. So as we mentioned on the episode, if you are interested in learning what we do at Home Service Business Coach, how we've helped hundreds of home service CEOs scale up their business for more income and more freedom, you can go ahead and check out the link down below. That will get you on a 20-minute phone call with our team that can actually show you more of the back end of our program and make sure that it's a great fit for you. So want to go ahead and say thank you for watching and go ahead and stay tuned for more content coming in the coming weeks.
Thank you for listening to the episode today. If you want to get even more value from David, then book your free coaching call at homeservicebusinesscoach.com.